Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of It's All About You. Just wanted to come on just a few minutes tonight to talk about your self-worth. There's been some questions I've been asking myself, and my coworker and I, April Spears, have been talking. And you know, it's really interesting sometimes when you are looking at just other people and their lives, and you're saying, wow, what does it take to live at a different level? What needs to happen in my mindset that would actually allow me to have access to a different level of living? So I've always dreamed about castles, and I've always dreamed about luxury living ever since I was a child, right? And at the same time, I've always maybe had that little thought subconsciously that, well, that's probably not for me, right? So I wanted to just tell you that that's not true if you're like me and have that thought. And I also wanted to let you know that you really are what you think you are. In other words, I have been in several instances where there has been, I was a keynote speaker along with two other people. I charged a certain amount, and the two other people charged a considerably higher amount. And according to the audience, I was the better speaker. And I said, wow, maybe I don't know my worth. Maybe I'm not doing the research. Maybe I'm not looking at what other speakers are getting paid. Maybe I'm not looking at their credentials. Maybe I'm not looking at how much I actually do bring to the table and how I can market that through an agency. So I was just looking, you know, having those thoughts, and I wanted to share those with you tonight because it's really interesting how we live only the life we believe we can live. That's a hard pill to swallow when you're looking at your life, wanting different and not knowing how to make that happen and realizing, well, what I have now is because that's what I believe. So if you're like me and you are interested at living at a different level, and I don't mean stressed, I don't mean workaholic, I mean peace, luxury, traveling, nice restaurants, nice hotels, maybe going out on a yacht if you don't own one, but just a different level of living that only we see maybe on TV or some of our rich friends and people that we've been exposed to, but it wasn't us. It wasn't ourselves. It wasn't. And then, you know, I would also tell myself, well, I don't need all that. Well, let me tell you this. I don't want all these bills either. And if there's another way to have where I don't even pay a bill because somebody else pays them for me because I earn enough money to where I don't even have to look at bills, I would like that kind of living. Now, I'm going to admit that. If I could have a situation where I don't even know how much milk costs in the grocery store because I don't have to go, I would like that kind of living. But what I had to realize was maybe I don't know my own worth and my own value to even be able to live the kind of life that I think I deserve to live. So I'm going to invite you to do some research along with me. Let's look at what our jobs earn in other countries, other states, and other cities. And let's see if those jobs are paying more than what we're earning or less. Let's just do some research, because what I'm finding is that we don't ask for raises. We may not move to another job to get paid more because we're comfortable in the job we're in. And we may not even, you know, want to change and go to a different area. So I am just keeping my mind open and allowing myself to think outside the box to see what maybe I may be missing out on because I'm closed-minded and getting comfortable where I am in the city I am and not open enough to say, hey, if I'm going to do the work, let me do it at the highest level I can get paid and take a risk on being or living somewhere else that I'm not used to living in and see what happens. You never know where opportunities lie. Acres of diamonds are all around us, but are we open-minded enough to turn over the rock? So I just wanted to share that information today. It's always been a thought. You know, I'm always like just sitting around contemplating, sharing how can you do what you want to do, but do it at a different level. So just take some time to keep thinking about what you deserve, where you want to be, and take the filters off. You know, the filters that say, well, I'm too old for that. Or the filters that say, well, I hadn't gotten it up until now. I might as well just go on and leave that dream alone. Or the filters that say, honey, I don't know what my spouse going to say. If I do that, they going to lose their mind. Or the filter that your mama or your grandma will just be like, are you crazy? Why would you do that? Yeah, take those filters and have them go, shh, just let me dream a little bit. And when you start dreaming, just start writing some things down, because a dream not written down is a wish. So write some stuff down again. Start dreaming about what you dreamed about when you were a teenager. If it was traveling all over the world, go ahead and start writing down those cities. Go ahead and check in with the travel agent and see if they can give you a quote on those different places that you want to go. I want to go to Greece. And so it's my goal to do that by the end of next year. So I'm just writing it down, looking at different things that are happening, different travel agents, and see what they're offering. Just kind of looking at seeing what's possible. Because sometimes when you explore your possibilities, you actually can find ways to get things done. I know that my sister LaVonya Carter at Live More Travel, she can make a dollar holla. And I couldn't understand why she was a single parent with two children and they were going on big trips every year. And I was still working, robbing Peter to pay Paul and asking John for the loan. And then I got to speaking with her, and, you know, she gets some perks being a travel agent. And also, you know, she was able to just, you know, have access to information to be able to know to how to get the best investment for her trips. And I thought that was amazing. But again, she had to want to travel. I want to travel, but I never thought that that was for me. I never thought that I could go to London. I never thought that I could go to Greece. I never thought that I can go to Egypt. I never thought that I would travel the country at all. But guys, it's possible. And it doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, it's going to cost some money, but look at what we're spending our money on now. Just take a moment and think about it. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every year on stuff that don't matter. Why don't we change our spending habits and put it on things that do matter? But first of all, we got to put what matters to you on the table. We got to get it back on the table and then change what we're spending our money on, and then see how we can start giving ourselves what we want and stop complaining and being in a situation where we're like, oh, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right? All right. So thank you for tuning in. Just know that your dreams are not dreams. They are visions that are given to you by God, and those desires are meant for you to have. And if you believe that and start moving towards it, even though you don't know how you're going to do it, if you want to do it, the how to do it will come. So just know that. And let's start writing down some things. Let's start dreaming again. And let's start getting what we want out of life, no matter what the cost. And when I say that, I don't mean go hurt somebody, go steal the money, do something wrong. What I mean is we don't have to put a limit on God's blessings because He's God.